Hey friends, I have another Q&A Thursday episode for you. I got a great question this week about keeping your hormones balanced or trying to balance your hormones while breastfeeding and with small children, and I have some thoughts on that, of course. So I'm excited to get into that here in a minute, and I want to make sure that you are signed up for the Hormone Real Talk Boot Camp next week. I've got some really action-packed trainings for you to walk you through exactly what is going on with your hormones now, how to essentially self-assess your hormone issues, and why it is so important to work on your hormones now to prevent long-term health issues later. So make sure that you are signed up for that. Link is in the show notes. And if you are signed up, you will get the trainings every single day, and you will also get steps so that you can make some steps forward and access to a coaching call at the end of the week so that you can get personalization and we can wrap up the challenge together face-to-face and live. So make sure that you are signed up for that. I cannot wait to see you. Can't wait to see your beautiful faces. It's going to be fun. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. Emily Shadru is a registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. Okay, so the question that I got in my inbox this week, and by the way, you can send me questions, whether you just send me a DM or an email, or you use my SpeakPipe link in the show notes or the link on my website, but you can send me a question and I will answer it on the podcast for you. So this question that I got in my inbox was, I have three small kiddos and I'm breastfeeding, constantly tired and lacking patience and energy for my kids. I think that many of us have been there. I could have written this a couple of years ago for sure. So she is asking, she'd love to know how to support hormone balance while breastfeeding, or if that is even possible. Well, the first answer that I have for you is that yes, it is possible for sure. You can absolutely support your body in any season, to be honest, even hard seasons, even busy seasons, even exhausting seasons. And there's going to be a realistic amount that you can do that. And so a couple of variables that I don't know with this question is how old the kiddos are and how close together they are. And of course, the smaller and closer together they are, the more they will need from you, essentially. And this can be truly simple. So when you have had three babies and your body is still recovering to some extent, even if they're all 2 or 3 years apart, your body's still going to be recovering. The things that I see the most often that are going to be an issue for energy, especially, and physical and emotional energy are going to be affected by this, is being depleted. And that looks like depleted minerals likely, and also your adrenal glands being depleted, where you don't have maybe enough cortisol being pumped out, or your cortisol is just kind of like in overdrive. It could be either one of those things. And also making sure that you're actually nourished on a daily basis. Those would be the three things that I would look at first with this scenario. And so what that means is if your energy is low and then you're wanting to make sure your hormones are balanced, so maybe there's some other symptom along with your cycle, there are a couple of places that I would start. And the very first place that I would start is with your food. And I would want to make sure that you are getting enough food, that you are getting food that is going to be nourishing to you versus just like things that are going to be like more processed or a lot more carbs, just kind of like foods that are easy and filling, but not necessarily nourishing. So examples would be, you know, if you're eating a lot of like bread or crackers or pasta because it's just like the easiest thing that you can do. Totally 1,000,000% understand why you would be doing that. And also, that is something that is going to not be ideal for your energy. If you are not eating enough throughout the day, also understand why you wouldn't be eating enough because there's lots of little people who need you. But if you're not eating enough and then you're putting out a ton of energy to not only nurse a baby, but take care of two other kiddos as well, you are going to need more nourishment. And so I think that focusing on nourishment and blood sugar balance would take you a very long way toward having more energy, which actually really helps with your patience and with your emotional capacity for kiddos, even though I know from having my own kiddos that they can need a lot and they can ask a lot and they really have no limit in what they can ask for, honestly. Sometimes I look at my kids and I just tell my husband, I'm like, man, these kids sure have a lot of opinions for someone who lives here for free. You know, like they'll be like, oh, my whatever, like there's not enough mustard on this, or I don't like this spoon, or just all of these things that I'm like, truly the audacity. And it's so funny because they have no idea. But in those moments, it can feel very draining and very like, what in the world? Like they're asking for these things that are not even like reasonable, to be honest. Like the cup has the wrong color straw, and so you will not eat your breakfast because of that. Like I have a toddler right now, if you can't tell. But when we're looking at the demands that are placed on your body versus the energy input, it's really important to know that the energy input is enough. And so what that would look like in a really simplified form is going to be making sure you're getting breakfast within 30 to 60 minutes of waking in the morning, that you are getting 20 to 25 grams of protein at every single meal. It could be more protein than that if you need it to. And then making sure that you're matching that with an appropriate amount of carbs. And I can't tell anyone what their exact appropriate amount of carbs is, but I like to always start with somewhere around a 1-to-1 or a 1-to-1.5 ratio. That may sound complicated if you're not a math person, but all it is like, if you're going to have 25 grams of protein for breakfast, then you're at least going to want to have 25 grams of carbs alongside of it, or 1.5 times that amount, which would be around 40 grams of carbs. So anywhere between like 25 and 40 grams of carbs along with it. And keeping those carbs as nourishing as possible is going to be really ideal. So fruits and root veggies as your primary source of carbs versus grain as your primary source would be really ideal. And then eating every 3 to 4 hours during the day. If you are breastfeeding a lot, you may need to eat a little bit more. If your blood sugar is kind of all over the place, you may need to eat a little bit more often. But paying attention to what you're doing now and then changing your habits a little bit could make a really big difference. And I have a few resources that would be really helpful to kind of dive in and get the step-by-step and to really get clear on what this looks like for you with resources that you have like worksheets and you can work through. So the first one is the Restored podcast course. This is new. I just recorded it very recently. And what that is it's a mini course on blood sugar balance. So this is going to walk you through very much the step-by-step and also the why behind blood sugar balance. And it is in a podcast format. As you may have guessed, I love that because you're here listening to this podcast. You must like listening to podcasts. I personally love learning from podcasts. And when you sign up for the mini course, you download it in your podcast app and then it's there. You don't have to worry about finding the login or going to this website or that website. It's just in your podcast, in your saved podcast. And you can go in and listen to it. I have step-by-step in the show notes. Everything is just right there for you so that you can learn to balance your blood sugar and support your energy. And I have a special deal for my podcast listeners that you can get $20 off of that podcast course if you leave a rating or review for the show and either send the word rating on Instagram to me in a DM, or you can send me an email and let me know that you did that and we will give you a discount code. So you will get into that podcast course for only $17. It is a great deal for sure. That will help you tremendously. And then of course, the full step-by-step to balance your hormones and nourish your body well is Nourish Your Hormones. And you are going to get every single one of the steps that I walk through with my clients to really see the change in your energy and in your hormones, your periods, your PMS long term, because we are going to hit all of the points that are needed to make sure that the underlying causes of hormone imbalance in your body are taken care of. So that is the big step by step, but a smaller place to start for a busy, tired breastfeeding mama would be listen to this pod course while you are nursing and start to make some small changes. And I just want to say one more thing. It can feel overwhelming to make changes when you're already drowning. Absolutely, 100%. And that is why I want you to pick one action step and go with that. If it's breakfast, you're not eating breakfast, start eating breakfast. Do that for a week or two. It does not have to be complicated. And if you're noticing like, oh, I'm just eating my kids' leftovers, I'm not getting enough food, start to make changes slowly so your body has time to adjust and you will see a difference from that. And I also highly recommend for breastfeeding mamas replenishing minerals. And so starting some adrenal cocktails once or twice a day would be really ideal as well. I hope this episode is helpful. It should be. I've truly given you action steps and places to get started. So if you are a mama of littles, a mama who is breastfeeding, or just someone who's listening and you're like, I'm also having energy and patience issues, these things are going to help. Implement them, take the next steps, come into the mini course or come into Nourish Your Hormones. It is absolutely possible to feel better. And I am here to help you and hold your hand every step of the way. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.